dirty water of the rivers. No one can take away her memory. Oh, England belongs to me. England belongs to me. A nation's pride, the dirty water of the rivers. No one can take away her memory. Oh, England belongs to me.
You guys were coming. Hello, we're back on the air. This is the Curated Catastrophe. You want to stay tuned for Cheap Hooch, who will be starting here in 10-ish minutes. Actually, 9 minutes and 4 seconds. Or thereabouts. I've been here giving sort of Andrew a sort of broad overview of what the station is about and our general chaotic
operations.
Yeah. Chaotic, anarchistic business model. And business, I use in the loosest possible term. Loosest possible sense. Anyway, yeah. Cheap Hooch is coming up at 4 p.m. You want to stay tuned for them. You also want to stay tuned for me downloading madly something in the background. Still happening. Anyway, where were we? England fumbled at the last second. I could use a metaphor from the wrong sport.
Spain was just too good.
Well, yeah.
They were obviously the best team in the Euro.
Yeah. I mean, England didn't face a real opponent until the Dutch.
Yeah. And they got lucky.
Yeah, they had a cakewalk. And even then, they were mostly 0-0 they won on penalties. I mean, they did deserve to be in the final. And meanwhile, Spain won 7 games in a row.
To be honest, I thought Spain was going to win like 3-0. And then France made the semis without scoring a goal. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It was a weird tournament.
Yeah.
But I was excited to, this is the wrong term to use in relation to Fox, but I was excited to discover that I had Fox on my home broadcast television, because I don't have cable anymore. But I do have a digital antenna thing, and of course Fox pumps its idiotic message out to the masses with maximum wattage, so I get Fox. But that also meant I got to watch the football, and a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Copa starts in 5 minutes. Final.
No, actually, well, it starts at 5. Broadcast starts at 4.
Oh, broadcast at 4. Got it.
Yeah. So, anyway, I've been here with Andrew. We've been, doing the broad strokes. We'll get you in here for a proper training session after this if you're still interested. Are you still interested?
Yes, absolutely. Right.
Fantastic. And who did you know? You had some friend in common. You texted Russ or something.
Was it Ross and you?
Ross,
I texted Q. Q was my friend.
Oh, Q Miller.
Sella.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. It must be your show. She's come in and done interviews for the Playhouse.
She did the first one. She's been on Ross's show a couple times.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And I was just talking to her about, she was like, where are you from? All this nonsense. And I go, well, I had this radio show in Idaho. And she's like, oh, you got to meet these two guys.
Yeah, there's a very weird overlap between the Elks Lodge and Radio Valencia.
That's what I think she thought when you first texted me. She was like, he might think that you're trying to join the Elks, and I got to tell him that it's the radio.
There are at least five people here at the station that are members of the Elks Lodge. So, yeah, there's a... you're a member, too? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, excellent. All right, all of us in this room are Elks.
With Floyd? Floyd Stone?
Join the cult. Join the cult. I only know one Floyd, so that must be Floyd.
Yeah, he's my neighbor.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I love Floyd. He's great.
I wish I'd joined earlier, honestly. It's a great organization. We drink for charity, and we raise money for, disabled kids and veterans. And, we're not political. And, we're not political, except I had drag queen bingo, and apparently that made me unpopular at the state level, but fuck them. We're going to hop out of here. This is RadioValencia.fm.
Fascist bosses and Nazi coppers. Send her a motherfucker!